NASA's Artemis II lifts off for historic mission to Moon. Cape Canaveral, Florida. Humanity is on its way back to the Moon. NASA astronauts Reid Wiseman, Victor Glover, and Christina Koch, and Canadian Space Agency astronaut Jeremy Hansen successfully launched from Florida's Kennedy Space Center at approximately 6:35 p.m. on April 1st on their 10-day Artemis II mission around the Moon and back. This marked the first crewed flight of both NASA's behemoth moon rocket, called the Space Launch System, and the Orion crew capsule. It will also be the first crewed test flight of the Orion service module, which was provided by the European Space Agency and contains power, environmental controls, and propulsion. As the countdown expired, the rocket's four core stage engines and two solid rocket boosters were lit, lifting the four astronauts beyond their home planet with 8.8 million pounds of thrust, 1 million pounds more than the Saturn V that came before it. A great roar rose in volume as the controlled explosion pushed the vehicle into the Florida sky. In less than 60 seconds, the moonship was supersonic. And after just 8 minutes, the white solid rocket boosters and orange core stage burned all their fuel and fell back to Earth. The rocket's smaller, single-engine upper stage will then assume responsibility and place the Orion spacecraft into a unique, elongated elliptical high Earth orbit. It will complete its job a little more than 2 hours into the mission. Shortly after that, the crew is scheduled to fly their spacecraft manually to ensure they have full maneuverability and inform ground crews how the handling differs from the simulator. They will also use the upper stage as a target to demonstrate proximity operations that future missions will need to perform when docking with lunar landing spacecraft. While in orbit, Artemis II will reach a peak altitude of more than 43,000 miles and stay in this orbital configuration until it's time to fire the engine on Orion's service module and head for the Moon. In less than 24 hours, if Mission Control gives them the go-ahead, the Artemis II crew will become the first four people to leave the Earth and fly around the Moon since Apollo 17 in December 1972. NASA leadership is set to have a post-launch press conference at Kennedy Space Center at 9 p.m. on April 1st. This is a breaking news story and will be updated.